A grocery store clerk once wrote a letter to a newspaper to complain that she had seen people buy luxury food items like birthday cakes and bags of shrimp with their food stamps. The writer went on to say that she thought all those people on welfare who treated themselves to such non-necessities were lazy and wasteful. A few weeks later, the newspaper column was devoted entirely to people who had responded to the grocery clerk's letter. One woman wrote, "I didn't buy a cake, but I did buy a big bag of shrimp with food stamps. So what? My husband had been working at a plant for 15 years when it shut down. The shrimp casserole I made was for our wedding anniversary dinner and lasted 3 days." Perhaps the grocery clerk who criticized that woman would have a different view of life after walking a mile in my shoes. Another woman wrote, "I'm the woman who bought the $17 cake and paid for it with food stamps. I thought the checkout woman in the store would burn a hole through me with her eyes. What she didn't know is the cake was for my little girl's birthday. It will be her last. She has bone cancer and will probably be gone within 6 to 8 months." Brothers and sisters, today Jesus advises us to leave the judgment to God and to show mercy and compassion to our brothers and sisters. In the Gospel of Luke, our Lord condemns when we are careless, malicious, and make rash judgments about the behavior, feelings, motives, or actions of other people. He uses strange examples, like a blind person leading another blind person and falling into a pit because they can't see where it is, or a man with a wooden beam stuck in his eye trying to remove the little splinter from another person's eye. Jesus uses the word hypocrite, and that word comes from Greek and it means an actor. So a hypocrite is a person who pretends to have virtues, moral beliefs, and high principles that he or she does not actually possess. Hypocrites think that they are better than others. It saddens me that our society thrives on one-upsmanship, criticizing others, choosing sides, rather than striving toward the common good by practicing listening to the other and compassionate understanding of their circumstances. A side note, Jesus does not mean that we should not correct immoral behavior and sexual misbehavior or stop admonishing children and students in our role as parents and teachers. That is the role of a wise elder or formator, as we call them in Catholic education. So let us speak blessing or goodness on others, not judgment and criticism. This, hopefully, is the fruit of what is in our hearts. Jesus calls us to build up one another in love, not to tear each other down. I think I've told you this before, that I pray for one humiliation a day based on what I heard from a spiritual guide. And one of those happened many years ago, and I recall it today based on Jesus's teaching. I was in high school teaching religion when one of the teenagers blurted out, "Father, why do you always give us that you are a sinner look?" I was stopped in my tracks, and that was a lesson that taught me a lot and caused me to try to change my ways, even the way I look at people. I conclude with a humble quote from British author who is a Christian, C.S. Lewis. He said, "There is someone I love. Even though I don't approve of what he does, there is someone I accept, though some of his thoughts and actions revolt me. There is someone I forgive, though he hurts the people I love the most. That person is me.